today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salam. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and you're listening to this episode under the title of Cyberspace Lifestyle. But first, as usual, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 14th of Zulqa'dah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we listen to chapter Ibrahim, verse 4.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Wa ma arsalna min rasulin illa bilisani qawmihi liyubayyana lahum. Fayudillu Allahu man yasha'u wa yahdi man yasha'u.
And we did not send any messenger except speaking in the language of his people to state clearly for them. And Allah sends astray thereby whom he wills and guides whom he wills. And he is the exalted in might, the wise.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One must keep in mind that the propagation of the truth by the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, which has been done in the language of his local people, is not incompatible with the cosmopolitan and universal nature of the religion. For the content of the text or message does not have any particular medium of expression. And on the recommendation of the Quran, some groups must learn religious matters, whether by going on exodus or by giving up their special favors so as they can teach others.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا
ربي. As I told you, we're going to speak about cyberspace lifestyle. Do you remember what your life was like 10 years ago? How you communicated with people, how you receive your news, shared information. In this past decade, our lives have been forever transformed, and the power of media, specifically social media, has significantly impacted the world around us. In the last few months, we have seen more than ever just how important social media is. As we watch three of the most powerful dictatorial regimes of the Arab and African world being toppled, organized, and facilitated in no small part via social networking sites such as YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Even as those revolutions are changing the Middle East region, It seems as transformation is also taking place within the Muslim community. Social networks and media have definitely changed the spirit of Islam and the perception of Muslims in the minds of many.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Today we are going to talk about the effect of virtual space on our lifestyle and how it can affect our lifestyle. The first effect that we can talk about that virtual space has is on the foundation of the family. One of the main reasons for the occurrence of family problems and basically dissatisfaction with cohabitation is the virtual space, which has been created under the influence of media productions and has caused it to raise the level of expectation and satisfaction with cohabitation, especially among the young generation. Today, the development of information and communication technology is such that everywhere in human life, the effects of the presence of information and communication technology can be seen. The internet and the services provided in its format. While being a useful expression for acquiring and exchanging information, it can also be destructive. Virtual networks are a tool of the enemy's soft war, whose aim is to destroy families. Social networks play a prominent role in today's world and cannot be ignored. These networks have an impact on various dimensions of individual and social life of people, and at the level of countries and even internationally. For this reason, they are expanding and will play a much more important role in life in the future. Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're speaking about cyberspace of the internet as our living world. The term cyberspace generally describes as interface between computers and people, or a meeting point for digital information and human perception. However, it is also often used to refer to interaction between people using computers, especially through the internet. We define the internet and other computer networks as collective usage of virtual entities. Thanks to its new ways, the internet and other computer networks have introduced as a change in the nature of social interaction or communication, new possibilities and routes. Its net-like nature and structure have contributed to expansion of mutual space, and this form of media is able to start interaction between masses and wipe out territories. Cyberspace thus represents a kind of socially constructed world and electronic. It is a cyber cafe. The internet cyberspace as such has become our new living world in which we communicate, learn, do business, or get entertained. It is a specific place that reflects a vast part of our personal life. So in this context, we can perhaps mention that it becomes a place in which we like to spend some time and feel almost at home.
Oh,
Now we go for tips for guiding our children on the internet. Tip number one, teach them to be responsible in every aspect of their lives. Responsibility is not just related to the internet. As Muslim parents, it is our duty to teach our children to be responsible. We can do this by teaching them about the afterlife and accountability for their deeds. We can also do this by giving them responsibilities from a young age instead of spoiling them. A responsible character should be part of who they are in person as well as online and is the first step to responsible usage of the internet.
You know, the average American spends 7 hours a day on their screen. 7 hours a day. We're awake supposedly 16 hours, so almost half of our day we're on these phones. So it's become an addiction, and many, many, many brothers and sisters, many of the things we do is just a waste of time. Now I don't know about the Samsung, but I'm sure it has it, but or Android, but the iPhone has something called the screen time. It shows you how you're using your phone. If you go, you'll see most of it is a waste, probably. How much time do we spend on social media? Just scrolling Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, watching those funny videos, one funny video after another, and you know they have those algorithms where if you see one, that's it, you're pulled in. They built it to have you hooked and addicted to it. So the least thing that is harmful about these smartphones is all the time that is being wasted. We're not being productive anymore. We're not using it for the betterment of our dunya nor akhirah. Just a waste of time. Nothing. Just funny videos. Just watch this, watch that. See what this guy did after he was pulled over by the cops. See what, you know, some guy goes into a restaurant. Just a waste of time. You know, the Day of Judgment, brothers and sisters, is called, one of the names of the Day of Judgment is Yawmul Hasra. Hasra means regret. It's like when you missed out on something. Imagine they tell you there was this huge sale where everything was 90% off at your favorite store. And you only find out after it finishes. What's that feeling that you have? That's called Hasra. Why didn't I know earlier? Why didn't I take advantage? That regret, it's called Hasra. Why is it called the Day of Hasra? One reason is because we will regret sinning, obviously. We will regret not praying, doing all those good deeds. I will see other individuals who I knew in the community did so much good, but I didn't. So obviously I will have regret. But another reason is because of all the wasted time that I will find in my book of A'mal. You know, Allah will give us a book of A'mal on the Day of Judgment. Every single thing is mentioned in it. Everything. Can you imagine? How many volumes is that book? Only Allah knows. For some of us that like to chat and chatter the whole day, it's probably 1,000 volumes. Every single lol that I sent on WhatsApp or text messages, you'll find everything there.
Inshallah, we continue on this topic. So be with us on the next episode of today's special. For now, our time is over. We leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyun Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي